Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
It's warm. Not sure if that's a good thing, but it's a warm Thursday. 8 degrees.
Like, shockingly warm.
Yeah.
When you go outside.
It's like, it feels kind of balmy.
Feels illegal.
Yeah. It feels odd.
I'll take it. I am happy about it.
We're in for a really snowy winter, according to all the forecasts. So enjoy this while you can. Going to be 8 degrees today. Mix the sun and cloud up. Maybe some rain, but hell yeah, at least it's going to be warm. Also, we have some business to attend to. Your final chances of getting yourself a four-day work week for an entire year. So these are your times. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. You got to text the word payday right now, your first and your last name, to 9999, because not only will you qualify for a four-day work week, if we call your name, you'll also win $250 on the spot. And like I said, you'll qualify for that big draw we're having tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Four-day work week, which is also, $13,000.
Pretty incredible.
It's incredible. Let's go around the room on this balmy Thursday. TJ, what's going on?
Last night, I was super lucky. I got to go visit my mustachio brethren, Austin Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the Toronto Maple Leaf game last night. They won 8-3. He got a hat trick. But the weird thing is, he raised over $134,000 for Movember.
Whoa.
I raised slightly over $2,000. So, you know, we're pretty much on the same page there.
There you go.
But he shaved his mustache, and he looks completely different.
Did he shave it on the ice?
He should have.
He really
with a skate.
All right.
Ice shavings.
No, we're not doing that.
You're like that, eh?
Leah, what's on your mind?
How far can you go with leftovers?
I push it.
How far are we talking, Dex?
Okay, if we're talking meat,
yeah,
I would eat a leftover Thanksgiving meal probably 4 days later.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If it's in the fridge, it's got like a less than 48 hours.
No.
Whoa.
But
no.
The freezer, carte blanche.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'll freeze something for months.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Leah, why? Don't leave
that alone.
What are you eating?
I'm venturing now on the fifth day of a leftover.
Oh, Leah.
Because your mom is
today would
town.
Be the fifth.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
I'll let you know when I eat it.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I think we'll know.
Okay. You'll find out tomorrow.
Producer Leah's poison. Good morning. So everybody's talking about Drake's toilet, not because it's super fancy, but
right
it's
turn.
Incredibly futuristic, and it's the most Drake thing ever. We're going to talk about it at 6:10. Good morning. It's Ed Sheeran. It's Shivers. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Naming your pet is a personal thing. It's a unique thing, unless you live in Liberty Village and your dog probably has a human name guaranteed.
Luna,
George, Hank.
Yeah.
But it's a very personal thing, and it's a process until you find out that every other person probably has your dog's name. Now, there's a list that came out for most popular dog and cat names in Toronto, and I was actually surprised with some of the names.
Yeah, Rover.com is a website and app that connects dog and cat owners with pet sitters and dog walkers. And each year, they use the app to round up the most popular pet names based on the user's pets.
Okay.
And here's what they found. Milo took the number one spot for male dogs in Toronto, while Luna was the top name for female dogs.
Really?
Also, popular male dog names were Leo, Charlie, Max, and Teddy. And for female dogs, it was Bella, Coco, Daisy, and Lola.
I know a lot of Cocos. A lot of Cocos and a lot of Lolas.
I know a lot of Bellas.
Yeah.
And a lot of Daisies. A
lot of Daisies.
Yeah. And the cat names, by the way, follow a similar trend. Oliver was the top male cat name, as was Oscar, Leo, Simba, and Finn.
Simba, yeah.
And for lady cats, it was Luna, followed by Lola, Bella, Sophie, and Daisy.
A lot of, like, human names. Like, I can't talk. I have a dog named Reggie, a.k.a. Reginald. But you have a dog that's actually on that list.
Yeah. Well, no. Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. A stepdog, I should say.
Oh, yeah, like I guess Charlie is on that list. But she's a lady dog with a boy dog name.
Ooh,
so it
unique.
Works. My girlfriend's sister has a dog named Brie.
Oh.
And she calls her Cheese.
Oh.
And I think it's my favorite thing on earth.
Is it B-R-I-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's super cute.
And I'm like, did you name her after Brie Cheese? She's like, no, it was just a happy coincidence.
That's really nice. Yeah. I think that we should move into the movement of having more dogs and cats named as food.
Yes.
And dairy products.
You.
I like that.
I used to have a cat named Pizza Party. It was a fun call from the vet.
R.I.P. Pizza. It's Virgin Radio.
This This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
As the old saying goes, there's nothing more romantic than eating something with your partner and getting paid for it. That's how it goes, right? The old adage?
They say romance isn't dead, or is dead. I find that very romantic.
Yeah? You find that romantic?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you can get paid to eat Tim Hortons with your partner. How sweet is that? So you and Val could be eating a little Timmy's, getting money for it, up to $2,000.
What?
Yeah, up to $2,000. So listen to this.
Is this another one of those weird casting calls?
So we need to have a segment called Ontario Casting Calls, because some of these casting calls are not only incredible, but you can't get paid a lot of money for them. Ground Glass Casting is looking for real-life couples in the GTA who are under the age of 60, you and Val, to appear in a new commercial for the iconic Canadian coffee shop, Tim's. It's non-union, you and Val. You guys aren't...
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, not doing any non-union.
I come from a union household.
you guys could be in this commercial, zero acting experience, but you and your loved one both need to be comfortable being filmed. Yeah?
What's the dress code?
It doesn't say.
Because that's my one bugaboo.
Yeah?
Is if I have to wear, like... anything but slim fit jeans.
Yeah, you're out.
I'm out.
If they want you in wide leg, not happening.
Not gonna happen.
Doesn't
not gonna
that
catch
money.
Me slipping into a boot cut. I'll tell you that for free.
They said we're seeking real duos, interesting couples, friends, and siblings. So you and your brother could even do this under 60 years of age. And we want coffee and donuts. We're open to different types of relationships, including the imperfect ones.
That means that we're in.
TJ, I.
Imperfect.
Forget you and Val. I think me and you need to make $2,000.
What is a more imperfect relationship than somebody who's straight and somebody who's gay being together?
It's imperfect, but it works, doesn't
we
it?
We did it.
Well, here we are. All right, let's practice right now.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
They put out a list of the top 50 most expensive cities in the world, and Toronto didn't even crack the top 50.
Really?
Yeah. The top honor goes to Tel Aviv. According to Economist Intelligence Worldwide Cost of Living for 2021.
Okay.
They moved up from fifth place last year. Paris, last year's most expensive city, is now number two. Tied with Singapore. Toronto, not even in the top 20.
Really?
Not in the top 50. We're number 79th. We're tied with Prague. But we've moved up 12. We were one of the biggest movers in the last 12 months.
I bet we were.
Yeah. Oh,
dear God.
Yeah, life's pain. Why does Christmas music stress you out? I know you said that this isn't new, but I have heard from my friends that sometimes they hear Christmas music really, really stresses them out.
Really?
A psychologist in Pennsylvania broke down the reasons why holiday music can be stress-inducing. The main one being if the song serves as a reminder of a bad memory or experience, especially from childhood. So, fun topic at this point.
Nice trauma. Trauma Christmas.
Yeah. Trauma Christmas. It can also be mentally draining, especially when it's played nonstop. Not to mention that it reminds you of everything else that's stressful about the holidays, like buying presents, decorating, cooking for groups of people, or seeing your family in general.
Yeah.
They said the best way is to uncover the root of the stress, but when it does come on, maybe just play your own music in a pair of headphones instead. And if you can, of course, avoid it.
Okay.
Just a reminder, we don't play Christmas music here.
No, we do not.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're not going to stress you out. Trevor Noah's going to be hosting the Grammys again this year. Don't even try. I love Trevor Noah, but
he can't save it.
No. Once you go 2 years without giving The Weeknd a nomination, your award show is irrelevant.
That's right.
They did say Trevor was amazing as our host for the 63rd Grammy Awards, with praise from the music community, music fans, and critics. And we're so excited to welcome him back. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We got your last few shots today to get into that Virgin Radio's 4-day work week draw. So what you got to do right now is text the word payday and your first and your last name to 999999, because at 7 o'clock, we could be calling out a name. It could be yours. And then you automatically win $250. And you could be in the draw. You could be winning the draw tomorrow morning. That 4-day work week, a.k.a. $13,000.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You've seen it on your stories, you've seen it on your Twitter, you're seeing it everywhere right now. Spotify's Wrapped list came out and you can't escape them. They just dominate the season, Spotify with this list. And you can see kind of what everybody's into. And some people find it annoying to see everybody's top five or top 10 or what they've been listening to. I find it really nice.
Yeah, I kind of do too, because it shows you... I like to learn things about people.
Yeah, of course. That's really nice.
You know,
of course.
Well, no, in like a people watching kind of way. Like, I like to know. Because then you can use it as fuel for manipulation later.
You could have just left with, I'm curious about people and their habits and their music taste, but
it weird.
So what was your number one on your Spotify artist list? Was it?
Yeah, apparently I was top 5% in the country for listening to The Weeknd. So I don't want to brag, guys, but a bit of a Weeknd guy over here.
You're really helping support an indie artist over here, right?
What about you, Jax?
Mine was Drake, not surprisingly. I thought I listened to Drake less this year, but I guess not, because he just far surpassed the other ones. Producer Leah, who is your number one most streamed Spotify artist anyways?
Guess.
I know you're a big Kanye fan, so I'm going to say Kanye.
Yeah, you got it.
Is it Kanye?
Really?
Is it Kanye?
1,000%. He came out with a new album this year. Donda was fantastic. We talked about it earlier. And it actually grows on you.
Yeah.
I think it gets better with time.
It does.
What was your favorite song off Donda?
Ooh, Yunya. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
I don't know. You're the number one. And it sounds like Canada actually did really well when it came to the most streamed Spotify artists. The Weeknd, your number one, was number six on the most streamed artists worldwide. Justin Bieber was number five. Drizzy Drake was number four. BTS came in at number three for the most streamed artists on the Spotify rap list. Taylor Swift, I mean, that's no surprise. She had a massive year.
She put out like seven albums, so it makes sense.
And this is surprising and also not surprising at the exact same time, because he has such an influence worldwide, not just talking about North America, but Bad Bunny was the most streamed artist worldwide.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm alone in this. I was kind of shocked that Bad Bunny, because I was telling my girlfriend Val about it last night, like, oh, Bad Bunny was the most streamed. And she's like, I don't even know who Bad Bunny is.
Bad Bunny, I mean, we see him on a lot of features, but when it comes to like European streams, like Latin America streams, like just anywhere except for North America, essentially, like he's massive. Now, when it comes to songs, who would you say had the most streamed song of the year? Because that's when things get really interesting, I find.
I would guess probably The Weeknd.
Mm. Really?
Right?
You'd think so. There's a lot of big songs that came out
BTS,
this year.
BTS, maybe?
BTS. Number five for most streamed songs of the entire year was Dua Lipa's Levitating.
Okay.
Which makes sense. We play that a lot on Virgin Radio. So good. Dua Lipa had a huge year, and apparently she has another album coming out next year.
Amazing.
So.
We were saying before the pandemic hit that Dua Lipa was on our list of artists who were gonna be amazing.
Yeah. And just robbed by the pandemic.
Robbed. She was about to go on a world tour, and that would have just completely catapulted her into like superstar.
Olivia Rodrigo, who had just a phenomenal year. Number four.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Girl had two albums essentially come out this year, and apparently more new music coming out next year.
She's one of my favorites right now.
She's
like
on
even as a person, she's
You love Olivia Rodrigo.
I love Olivia Rodrigo.
TJ, surprisingly, a Swiftie and also a huge fan of Olivia Rodrigo.
Big
now,
Swiftie.
Justin Bieber put out a lot of like really religious Haley based songs this year, but he also had number three with the kid Leroy. Stay was the third most streamed song.
I can see that. We heard this one a lot.
Yeah, we've played this one a couple times.
Yeah, just a few.
Also, if you think about it on TikTok, that was like one of the most trending songs worldwide. And another guy who had just a humongous year this year, and rightfully so, GQ Man of the Year as well, they just announced. It is Lil Nas X's Montero.
Do you remember watching the video for the song the first time?
Oh,
you're like,
my
whoa.
God.
Right?
Yeah.
What is this guy? Just putting, you know, black queer hip hop and rap artists on the map.
Exactly.
And taking the heat for it. Now, the number one song, TJ, you said The Weeknd, and were you thinking maybe something from Kanye? Leah?
I would love it to be, but no, I was not thinking that.
Okay, I'm going to paint this picture for you. It's January. The pandemic news is not getting any better. Okay.
Once you said January,
shivers.
The pandemic news is not getting any better. We're all cold, we're all depressed. We have a hell of a spring that we're in for, and this song comes out. It's the actual music video. It's going to kick in just a second.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It should be.
That math checks out.
Yeah.
The first time you heard this song, like you said, in January, because it was vibe.
Yeah.
It honestly kind of makes you stop and just go, whoa.
Yeah. Like recognizing that talent, being like, oh, this is, you know, when you hear those songs, you're like, this is.
It's almost haunting.
Right?
It gives you goosies. Yeah. Exactly. That's how
goosies.
I feel right now.
And of course, it gets super popular. And like, you know, we were guilty of playing it a couple times. So it's, you forget how powerful the song is. And then after you don't listen to it for a few weeks and you hear it again, you're like, whoa.
Like right now.
Yeah, let's
like right
on.
Now it's chilling. Oof.
It made me want to be 16 again and cry.
Yeah. It's like, it's chilling. That's a really good word.
I'm in my 20s and I'm crying. We got a text from the 905. I was in the top 0.5% for Halsey. I'm a 32-year-old man. Who hurt me? I don't even know.
Oh, he doesn't know.
I love that. And please text us yours, because all the rap lists are coming out. And if you don't have your Spotify rap list yet, you can go onto your app and find that artist right on the homepage. We want to know, who are you listening to the most this year? And who also kind of surprised you when it came to streams on your Spotify? It's the number 3 most streamed song of the entire year, according to Spotify. Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, it's Stay.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour, What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Cineplex
has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you.
That's right.
Join at cineclub.ca. The House from Home Alone is available on Airbnb for one night only. It's this weird kind of like contest thing, I guess, that they're doing. Anyway, it's located in a suburb of Chicago, and the house has been converted into an Airbnb home for one night. It sleeps 4 guests in 2 bedrooms with 1.5 bathrooms, but you won't have access to the kitchen.
No.
So you can't like fulfill the Kevin McAllister stuff?
Yeah.
Anyway, the ad is written from the perspective of Buzz. Many Christmases ago, the McAllisters went to Paris. Well, most of us. And though we're older and wiser now, we'll never go old. We'll never be too old for holiday hijinks. Reading's hard. Anyway, the house is available starting on December the 7th. Christmas decorations could be bad for your Wi-Fi speeds. According to internet experts, fairy lights and even tinsel may be harming your at-home internet. Apparently, your Wi-Fi obviously uses radio waves, which, like light, can be reflected and even blocked. And one of the biggest mistakes you can make, they say, is blocking your router with a Christmas tree. They said the further you keep your router from the flashing lights and tinsel, the stronger your connection will be. Do people still put tinsel in their trees?
I don't know. I don't have any tinsel. I got my ornaments from the dollar store, and they're not doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking a little sad at home, Jax?
Yeah, things aren't going good.
Val got to decorate the tree this year because I don't understand the aesthetic.
Yeah, that's right.
A direct quote. The number one gift to give a person who has everything. You ever get stuck on this person in your family and you're like, I don't know what to buy them, because they always buy for themselves,
yeah,
right? Well, a new poll, and people are asked this, what's the gift that you always fall back on? And the number one answer was chocolate, with 58% of people saying it's universally accepted. Holiday gift baskets are second, followed by gift cards, clothing, accessories, like hats, mittens, slippers, socks, that type of thing. Seasonal popcorn, pajamas, self-care items, cash, and food. I just go with chocolate, wine, or money. Those are the three things in my family that will go over really well.
That makes sense.
And not necessarily in that order. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, we got one of your very last shots at getting yourself into the draw to win that 4-day work week. So here's the deal. Coming up at 9 a.m., we want to call your name. But in order to call your name, we have to have your name. So text word PAYDAY and your first and your last name to 999999 right now. Not only could you have a shot at winning a 4-day work week, but you'll get $250 on the spot. So get that done right now. And hopefully we can give you that 4-day work week, a.k.a. $13,000.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What does your toilet look like?
Clean.
No, but like, what's the model? Like, tell me about your toilet.
It's a white one.
Okay.
Made of porcelain, I think.
Okay. That's about it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. How would you describe your toilet?
I mean, probably the exact same.
It has a lever, not a button. I don't know.
Everybody's talking about Drake's toilet, though, because sure. It is just it's Drake, so it's much nicer than anybody else's, right? So Drake's got a studio in his house, so he always has, you know, guests over and collaborators over. Rapper YK Osiris, he shared a video in Drake's house of one of his bathrooms and the toilet that was in it. And it looks like something the Jetsons would use.
Yeah?
It is so fancy. It looks like a Tesla toilet. It's like black and sleek and has this top that remote control comes out and up. It's very futuristic looking. Upon further investigation, because when YK Osiris put out this video, people were going nuts. They're like, what is this toilet? This is wild. Apparently, upon further investigation, it's a Kohler Numi toilet.
Oh, it's got a Kohler Numi.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to cost you $7,000. And listen to these features. It's got heated seats, foot heaters, a built-in bidet, a warm air dryer, a deodorizer spray nozzle. Sorry, spray nozzles. So there's more than one deodorizer spray nozzle. What? And it's also Alexa compatible.
Good. Well, it needs to be.
Can you imagine?
If it's the one I just found online.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's... Does this sound right? It's $2,900?
No, this one's $7,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well. Maybe they just upcharge Drake because they can.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it's unreal. You got to see this video.
Maybe I found a good deal.
It looks like it's from the future. It even has like a panel on the side. So I guess with Alexa compatibility, you can say things like, you know, flush, or it'll play music for you.
Do you need to, though? Like, do you really need to tell your toilet to flush?
No.
Is that luxury now?
But can you think of anything in Drake's house that you actually need? Like, this man's house is unreal.
Jax, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Where's the nicest place you've gone to the bathroom?
I don't even know. I don't think I've gone to the nice bathrooms. The keg?
Keg would be a good one. Yeah, because mine was going to be, there's random like boutique restaurants or whatever in Toronto that they go hardcore on their bathrooms.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Apparently the Toronto Zoo bathrooms are amazing.
No, I've never been.
And there's a gas station in Alberta that often wins bathroom of the year in Canada. I'm not kidding.
How do you know that?
Because I spend a lot of time on the bathroom portion of the internet.
Well, if you ever want to get your up-to-date bathroom breaks, 99.9 Virgin Radio is here for you.
You can hear it on my new podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Toilet with TJ.
Toilet Talk with TJ.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Drive to work this morning looking pretty good in most parts of the city. This time around, yeah, just lots and lots of volume, but sounds like it's moving well. Any updates that you have, please text us 999-999 and let us know what you're seeing this morning. So today it is already very warm out. It's 8 degrees. It's going to get up to, apparently it was going to be 8 degrees, so it's probably going to get even warmer than that. Mix of sun and cloud, some rain throughout the day, but yeah, really nice day on the way. Make your home comfortable this holiday season during Leon's Ho Ho Hold the Payments event. Pay nothing until November 2024 with no money down and no interest OAC. You can visit leons.ca for more details. It's 8:09. I'm Jax.
We're getting inundated with texts about the best bathrooms in Toronto.
Really?
I think we might have to talk about this.
Oh my God, okay. Oh yeah, there's a lot of texts coming in. I guess after this, you know what? We're breaking format. We have to talk about this.
Okay. Text in the best bathroom in the city. 999-999. This is where we're at.
This is where Adam Wilde, please come back.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we are talking about Drake's $7,000 toilet that is Alexa compatible. It has heated seats, floors, it has spray nozzles. It's just nuts. And that naturally led us to talking about the nicest toilet that you've ever sat on and the nicest bathroom that you've ever been on, because our text line just started blowing up. Yeah, people were like, you want to go to a good bathroom, you got to go to this place.
Or they would start talking down about other bathrooms, like, Drake's bathroom is trash, I'll tell you where to go.
And TJ, you mentioned, because we talked about this a few months ago, but apparently the nicest toilet and bathroom, the fanciest place is in Alberta or something, right?
Yeah, it's in a gas station in small town Alberta.
And is that true? Is that where it is, like somewhere north in Alberta?
It is. So it's in Whitecourt, Alberta, which is another couple hours north of Edmonton, and it's, I believe, in an Esso gas station.
Oh, Esso treating you right.
It is gorgeous.
What's so nice about this gorgeous bathroom?
So everything is as you would expect to find a public bathroom in, like, countertops, gold chandeliers, like very ornate wallpaper. It's just beautiful.
Erica knows what she's talking about.
Sure,
she's
does.
Been to this place.
Yes.
I'm a little bit jealous. And our text line, I guess we have a lot of nice bathrooms here in Toronto. I was mentioning Michael's on Simcoe as well. I was forgetting the name of it. Nicest bathroom I've ever been to.
A lot of texts about Harbour 60, apparently the best bathrooms. Oh. Shangri-La Hotel also gets some votes.
Shangri-La, that makes sense, yeah.
Real Sports. Have you ever been to that one? Yeah, it's really nice.
Really?
Yep.
Individual stalls?
Ooh, good question. Yeah,
because that's the make or break. I want to feel like I'm in a different room.
The problem is, when I've been there, I haven't...
You've been drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you don't really remember
being
the
there, like, this bathroom is beautiful.
What are the other texts saying, Teach?
More from the 647. Woodbine Casino, hands down the best washroom.
Really?
Also, not a bathroom if there's no water closet, i.e. shower or bathtub.
Okay.
That's just another debate.
Yeah.
From the 647, Bayview Village Mall has the best bathrooms. We were getting a lot of texts about that, and producer Leah lives in that.
Yeah, producer Leah, you know of this place.
Yeah, Bayview Village. They got individual stalls, like you were just talking about, Jax. Yeah. That's the new wave, by the way. Yeah. Individuals. Also, I'd like to mention Chubby's Kitchen, which is on Portland Street. Individual bathrooms covered with, like, tropical trees and, like, palm trees, and makes you feel like you're in the Caribbean.
Aaron Mills Town Center bathroom in Mississauga.
Okay.
And this one I just thought was interesting. It's not in the GTA, but the nicest bathroom I've ever went to was at a zoo in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh. They had an enclosure of monkeys in the bathroom with you.
No, you don't need that.
That's from Amanda. How would you feel about...
I said, what does that mean, monkeys? What do you mean by that?
They help.
Like actual... Wait, like actual monkeys?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. Why would you want to be...
They help you wash your hands.
No.
Yeah. They stand there with the paper towel and they wipe it down.
Oh, okay. While you're unclothed?
No.
I don't think
so.
No.
When you're washing your hands.
Oh.
If there's a bathroom that has any monkeys in it, I am not interested.
I'm complete opposite.
You're interested?
I'm only going to bathrooms with monkeys in it.
Very interested.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
They just put out a list of the most expensive cities in the world, and Toronto didn't even crack the top 50.
Really?
Which is, I'm like weirdly upset about. A top honor went to Tel Aviv. According to the Economist Intelligence Worldwide Cost of Living for 2021, it moved up from fifth place last year. Paris was last year's most expensive city, is now tied with Singapore as the second most expensive place to live in the world. And Toronto was 79th most expensive, tied with Prague. We did rank as one of the biggest movers up in the last 12 months, though, according to the report. So
here we go.
Yeah, strong finishers. Do you find that Christmas music stresses you out? Well, you're not alone. A psychologist in Pennsylvania broke down the reasons why it might do so, and the main one is actually pretty obvious. It could serve as a reminder of a bad memory or experience, especially from childhood. Another word for that, I think, is trauma.
It's trauma.
It can also be mentally draining, especially when it's played nonstop. Not to mention if it reminds you of everything else stressful about the holidays, like shopping and decorating, cooking for groups of people, maybe just being around your family.
Yeah.
And they say, from the psychologist's perspective, it's best to uncover the root of the stress. But when it does come on, to maybe play your own music in a pair of headphones, and of course, just avoid it in your own house and car if you can.
All you need is some Boney M, and then you call it a day.
That's true.
That's right.
Trevor Noah's going to be hosting the Grammy Awards this year after doing so well last year, despite the show being trash because they didn't give the weekend any awards. And it's probably going to be trash again this year. But they did say that Trevor was amazing as our host for the 63rd Grammy Awards, with praise from the music community, music fans, and critics, which is rare that you get praise from all three communities, because normally somebody hates the host.
He does a fantastic job.
And that's such a thankless job, too. And Trevor Noah is fantastic. So if anyone's going to make the show good, it's going to be him.
That's right.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, we're just a few minutes away from one of your last shots of getting yourself a four-day work week. So 9 o'clock, we're going to call out a name, and hopefully it's going to be yours. So text the word payday, your first and last name, to 999999 right now. You could win $250 on the spot, and then have a shot at a four-day work day, work week. 13 grand, baby. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We keep ruining good things. We really, really do. We're terrible for it, especially these days. I mean, we have all these show and movie remakes. We just keep messing with good things. And here's the latest example. Pop-Tart houses are replacing gingerbread houses this year. Pop-Tart houses. So instead of the structure of your gingerbread house being made of gingerbread, it's
Pop-Tarts. Now it's Pop-Tart walls?
Yeah, it's like slab walls.
Well, I think the problem is the adhesive, because it's either too strong and it tastes like cement and it hurts your teeth, or it's too weak and the whole thing collapses.
Yeah.
We're focusing on the wrong part of the gingerbread house that needs innovating. This has been my TED Talk.
I've never heard you speak more confidently about anything. I mean, structurally, it makes sense. Like, we do need some harder walls, but you're right. I guess the adhesive could use some help. But this is just the latest version of things that we're messing with. And with Christmas, like, we need to keep some traditions. Is there one tradition that you need to have around your holidays? 416-872-9999 or 999-999. TJ, what's yours?
I have a weird one.
Okay.
Like, a really, really weird one. Every year, Christmas Eve, my close friends that I grew up with, we all get together and we watch the movie Independence Day.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a weird... So our parents used to get together at one of our houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would put all the kids in the basement while they upstairs with
drinking.
And
we know.
They would just, we would just put whatever movie was on in the VCR player at the time, and it was Independence Day. And then for whatever reason, we just kept doing that for like every year since. So for the last 20 years... been watching Independence Day every Christmas.
It's stuck with
And it's such a bizarre movie to watch.
Yeah, especially because it's called Independence Day, which is July 4th.
Yeah, it's a movie based in the summer about aliens invading.
Producer Leah, what about you? What's a tradition that you can't mess with?
Since the day I can remember, my family has only gotten real like spruce trees.
Oh,
really?
For Christmas trees. We've never gotten fake. And so every year we get real trees.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And like, I didn't know any better or different. Like, I didn't know people were getting fake trees for like a really long time.
That's incredible.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's
and
how
it's,
it should be.
But it's so messy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's disgusting. And it's so hard to get in and out of your house with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like, I can't believe my parents have stuck to that, but I think it's maybe because they couldn't do that in Jamaica, right?
Oh, true.
Yeah, you couldn't get a
so
real Christmas tree.
Experience.
They want the full experience, and we've only experienced that.
Now, Jax, your Christmases were all on the East Coast, which means your tradition probably involves some sort of seafood.
No. So my mom has one like Christmas Eve. She eats lobster, but I don't really like. I know,
wow.
I know.
I was kidding.
Talk about fancy.
No. A lot of people do that on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. They have lobster, but I don't really like. I don't really like shellfish. I don't really like a lot of seafood, so I don't do that. But on Christmas Day, I have to have Boney M just pounding. Boney M bopping. Mm-hmm. And then on like...
Who's calling us? Never heard that phone before.
I've never heard that phone either. Okay. And then beyond that, I have to have like some sort of like hazelnut creamer or some sort of milk substitute in my coffee. So, that's my Christmas.
Boney M, I understand. Boney M's a big
Boney
deal.
M. Yeah, I love Boney
M. It's kind of, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right, well, we want you to call us, not on that phone.
Is the building burning down?
Yeah, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 and tell us what your Christmas tradition is that you just don't mess with. And in the meantime, we're going to go find out where that phone call is coming from.
What the heck?
It's 999 Virgin Radio. What is happening?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we get going any further, let's really set the scene here.
Oh, wham.
Wham, Christmas instrumental from the Net.
This one really never gets old.
No, it doesn't. It feels good, right? Now, we're talking about Pop-Tarts because Pop-Tarts is apparently the new gingerbread. They're doing Pop-Tart houses instead of gingerbread houses, which we don't love. This is one thing that they shouldn't mess with.
Well, I was saying that they need to fix the adhesive and not necessarily the Pop-Tarts. But we did have some texts coming in saying that gingerbread is the most overrated, or gingerbread houses are the most overrated Christmas tree.
Okay.
And that they do need a Pop-Tart glow-up, which
we're
I respect.
Wondering, though, like, what's the one thing, because, like, TJ, you watch Independence Day every, got an email, every Christmas Eve, and Leah, you have a Christmas tree every year, I listen to Boney M and drink too much coffee, so we want to know the one thing that you can't mess with. TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 289, in my family, we do a tradition called the Christmas pickle. I've heard of this.
Oh,
have you heard
what
this?
What is this? No.
Okay, so the night before Christmas Day, the head of the household, whatever that means, hides the pickle ornament in the tree somewhere, and whichever kid finds it gets the extra gift that's under the tree skirt. However, in my family, that turns into a complete dog pile of children to find this stupid pickle in the tree.
God.
And we're all in our 20s and 30s now, and we still pretend like it's tackle football to find the pickle in the tree.
Grown-ass adults just, like, tackling each other?
I've heard it's either the extra gift or it's you get to open the first gift on Christmas Eve.
Man, cool.
It's a cool tradition, yeah. From the 416, after Christmas dinner, we watch movies one after another until people fall asleep in order.
We start with White Christmas,
and then all the Die Hard movies.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, Die Hard. There's always a big debate about it being a Christmas movie or not.
Not
somebody
on this show.
Started it in our inbox
really?
Already. Oh, yeah. People love to fight about that.
From the 647, watching Nightmare Before Christmas is my partner's Christmas tradition. For me, it's Die Hard. I like this one a lot. My mom makes us pizza on Christmas morning. It started when we were young, and we would at least eat something before playing with all the toys and filling up on candy. We're now 33, 35, 38, and 41 and refuse to start our Christmas morning without her pizza.
I love that. That is actually cute.
Mimosas on Christmas morning.
I really love that.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what Tibbs Eve is?
What's Tibbs Eve?
So Tibbs Eve, because Christmas Eve.
Oh, your Maritimer's coming out, isn't it?
So Tibbs,
tell us about it.
Tell us about it, bye.
Christmas Eve is the night that you spend with all your family.
Yes.
And your household and your immediate close ones. But Tibbs Eve, it originates in Newfoundland.
Okay.
It's the night before, it's the 23rd, and you just get drunk with all your friends.
On the 23rd?
It's the 23rd, so it's time with all your friends. Or
that's Festivus.
Sometimes on Christmas Day as well, after Christmas dinner, you meet up with your friends to have some drinks and some laughs as well. That's the East Coast tradition, too.
Do you know what divorce Christmas is?
You get two of them?
You get two of them, and they're neither one of them are on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Did I make it dark? So, is this a reality for half the families listening?
Sorry.
999-999 if you want to tell us another story that's hopefully, maybe, I don't know, a little bit lighter.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Safe to say that this time next year, we'll probably be saying, man, what a 2021 Adele had. She's just on a phenomenal roll. But who had the biggest year this year? We found out a lot of information when it comes to artists from the Spotify Wrapped list. You see them on your Instagram feeds everywhere right now. Who's listening to who? Who's surprisingly number one? Who's surprisingly not number one? TJ, you were saying The Weeknd was your number one, correct?
Yeah, Weeknd was my number one. I don't want to brag, guys. I was in the top 5% of listeners to The Weeknd in Canada. So
there he is.
Pretty big day to be me.
Keeping The Weeknd fed, hey?
That's
keeping
right.
him afloat.
Producer Leah was all about Kanye. Weren't you all about Drake?
I had Drake as my number one.
Keeping
him
fed.
Kanye was my number three. Drake was my number one. But yeah, Spotify released a ton of information on who was their most streamed. It sounds like when it comes to just artists in general, TJ, your number one was six. The Weeknd came in at number six. Justin Bieber was five. Drake was number four. Taylor Swift was number two. BTS, rather, skip one there, was number three. And Bad Bunny was the most streamed artist in the world. It's just wild. And I mean, we don't have like a huge Bad Bunny. I mean, we have a Bad Bunny following, but not as big as, you know, places like Europe and Latin America and spots all over the world besides North America. But when it came to songs, what do you think the top stream song was worldwide? Because I found it to be surprising.
I would have assumed something by The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Maybe Taylor Swift.
That's
probably not.
Yeah, I would have went with either Taylor Swift or something from Drake or Kanye because, you know, 6 months ago they had.
But those albums did come out in September, so like I doubt it, maybe. So,
we looked at the number three songs. Apparently, Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber's Stay. That was the biggest.
I can see that.
Yeah, the biggest, the third biggest stream song worldwide, which was just absolutely massive. I mean, that song was, you know, everywhere. It was also the only song that Justin Bieber put out in the entire year that wasn't about Hailey Bieber.
This was still about Hailey, though, wasn't it? Like a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. If you look at
the
lyrics,
they're all kind of a little bit about Hailey.
The second most streamed song worldwide was Montero. And I mean, he had just a humongous year.
Unbelievable video, too.
Oh,
and it really
good.
Shocked the internet when it came out.
Yeah. He also had the third most streamed songs when it comes to Apple Music and also won GQ Man of the Year.
Oh, awesome.
Which is just, he's broke down so many barriers. But the number one song, and I kind of found it surprising, but also not surprising at the exact same time, because picture yourself, it's January, we're about to go through another lockdown, and this song comes out and just shatters us all. Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License was the most streamed song of 2021 worldwide. And I mean, understandably so, this girl had a humongous year.
It's easy to forget how powerful that song was
because
you know, you hear a lot of it, so it kind of loses its power. Yeah. But after a few months, when if you don't hear this much and then you hear it again, you go, okay,
like,
yeah, because you remember exactly where you were in January. It also is one of those songs that takes you back to when you were 16 and you did get your driver's license. I was making the joke all year, and I was only like half kidding, that I really wish I was 16 when this song came out so I could just shower cry.
Oh, just scream.
And tell my friends that I wasn't an Olivia Rodrigo fan. Yeah. Be like, I know, she's stupid, but I'm like closet huge fan.
That you
just like I was for Taylor Swift.
That you weren't in pain, but you were in so much pain.
When I was in high school, it was so bizarre, because all I was listening to was pop punk music and Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
that was it.
TJ's a huge Swiftie, a closeted Swiftie. So.
Dashboard Confessionals, brand new, and
Taylor Swift.
So
we want to know, what was your most streamed song and artist of the year, 999999? And also, I'd like to know, did you find it to be surprising? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's the holidays, which means we're all focused on one thing, making our friends jealous with Instagram photos. And what better way to do that than Airbnb-ing the house from Home Alone, which is available for one night only. It's located in a suburb of Chicago. It boasts Wi-Fi, a TV, and free parking, although there's no access to the kitchen. It's actually a pretty delightful post. It's written from the perspective of Buzz McAllister.
Oh, amazing. I like that.
Yeah, this is pretty neat.
I wouldn't go.
No,
but I would
do
like
it.
That, yeah.
Wasn't as crazy about the film as everybody else seems to be.
Everybody loves Home Alone.
It's like a contest on who loves the movie the most.
I get it. It's a great movie, but it's okay.
I read this tweet one time about how, like, Kevin could have called the cops at any point, but he enjoyed taunting those men.
Yeah,
he tortured them.
There's a lot of, like, also, don't forget your children at home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes in that one.
Christmas decorations could be bad for your Wi-Fi speeds. This according to internet experts. They're saying those fairy lights and even tinsel may be harming your at-home internet. One of the biggest mistakes you can make is blocking your router with a Christmas tree. They say the further you keep your router from your flashing lights and tinsel, the stronger your connection will be. And today I learned, in 2021, people are still putting tinsel on their tree.
Bad for kittens.
That it is,
yeah,
Jax?
It is.
Any other fun facts about cats?
No, but it's really dangerous for animals, so don't put up tinsel, because it could get caught in its heart.
Yeah, take all of your tinsel and burn it.
Yeah, no, don't burn it. But don't get tinsel to begin with, because it is really dangerous for little cats and little dogs, yeah. And the vet bills aren't fun during the holidays.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, you know that person in your life that always buys themselves gifts and you never know what to get them?
Yes.
Well, there's a new poll that asks those people what they want, and the chocolate was the number one answer.
All right.
58% of people said it's universally accepted. Holiday gift baskets are second, followed by gift cards, clothing, accessories like hats, mittens, slippers, and socks. Seasonal popcorn, for some reason, pajamas, self-care items, cash, and food. In my family, it goes cash, wine, chocolate.
Yeah.
That's all.
My family's a gift card family now, and I don't know how we got here, but I don't like it.
I love gift cards.
Yeah.
People crap on gift cards way too often. They're the best gift ever. It's an efficient use of your time. And that's what's trending. Keep your cats away from tinsel and only buy me gift cards.
Yeah, tinsel is bad for cats' throats. That's what we've learned today. Yeah. So here's another thing that you actually do need to know. We are running out of time for the 4-day work week on Virgin Radio.
That's right.
Here's what you need to do. You need to text the words payday and your first and your last name to 999999 because at 3 p.m., Sam East could be telling you that you are one step closer. She could call your name and you could not only win $250 on the spot, but you will have a chance at a 4-day work week for an entire year in our big draw tomorrow morning, which is also, $13,000. So get texting. It's Virgin Radio.
Ciao.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.